Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Brenda Massanet. Brenda, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, Brenda is the vice president of Empacadora Hill Brothers. Empacadora Hill Brothers is a distribution company in the vegetable and fruit, and you're vice president in charge of human resources.
That's correct.
When I came into the operation, this is the first time I met Brenda, a very good friend. Ray Herb recommended that I interview her because she has a fascinating story in terms of the business and in terms of her role in that business as a psychologist, as you'll soon find out. But as I came into the reception area, reading a Caribbean Business article, and coming from a San Juan Rotary luncheon where we had a nutritionist as a speaker, everything kind of clicked as I read about the commencement of this company way back in the 60s, you believe it was?
That's
right?
Correct.
Right? And that is related so much in its vision in terms of nutrition, in terms of fruit and vegetables as the key or the very beginning. And the story about how Super Frescura, I don't know how many of the listeners remember Super Frescura. Brenda, you probably don't, will
I? I don't, but my father, who's the president and he established the company, has always said that Super Frescura was a turning point in Puerto Rico in terms of the produce industry. So I feel like I know it.
Okay, but why does your father think that Super Frescura? I have my recollection, but what was it in Super Frescura that your father thinks was such a key moment in the development of the particular industry?
He always says that before that in Puerto Rico you would. You know, when he started in the produce business, he will sell onions, potatoes, and then in terms of fruit, he will sell some apples during Christmas, maybe some pear, but that was about it.
Okay.
Besides that, the Puerto Ricans in general, they would favor local products, you know, guava and you know, papaya. But when Super Frescura came around, they had this huge display of different fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And people got to know them.
Right.
And they got to try them, and they started asking for them. So it sort of changed the way we ate. And we knew, you have to remember that during those times, we didn't have the TV that we have today, and we didn't have that access to information on what was being sold in other parts of the world and in other parts like the United States. So it sort of opened the eyes to the possibilities in terms of nutrition and in terms of eating in general.
And I think, you know, besides the variety, the other thing that I think it opened up the eyes that this could be brought to Puerto Rico, because a lot of things, for example, a lot of things that we have in Puerto Rico, the guanabanas and the nisperos, there's a whole bunch of things that we have that are not sold in supermarkets. They're just so delicate and all. I still remember my father with the nisperos, you know, taking them from the tree, putting them in a shoebox with cotton and tissue paper, and just, I mean, as if they were
just,
jewels.
They were,
well, you know, much more sensitive than eggs. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so we have those, and they don't travel at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing going the other way, that things that you had in the States, you figured that they really was going to be difficult to bring them to Puerto Rico. And I was telling Brenda, we were talking before the recording and this dialogue, I was saying my recollection of Super Frescura, besides it was a rage with all the things that were coming in that we had not had access to. My recollection is still the peaches. They're just a huge Georgia peaches. You bite into it and just juicy, and the juice is just flowing all over.
I think that one other thing that they did, like I said, I don't remember ever being in Super Frescura. I don't know how old I was. However, my dad talks so much about it, and I think one more thing that he mentions is the display of the of the produce, the way it was set so the consumer will go and buy it. And I think that's something we have learned a lot about in terms of how we set up the produce, the fruits and vegetables in the supermarkets. Mm-hmm. For example, if you think about it, when you go to any supermarket in the island, when you open the doors to the supermarket, the first thing you find is the produce section.
Right.
We eat with our eyes. So it's very important for the supermarket to have that display and to entice people to come in and buy.
We know that super frescura, but I think how your father comments, and of course, talking with you, it's obvious how much you love and you respect your father.
Oh, definitely. Something very special.
That just, during this interview, this will be projected very clearly, I think, right, Brenda?
I think he's my idol, and I think he's many of our employees' idol. Yeah.
You're even waxing with a little bit of tears as you say that. You know?
He's a great guy.
But tell us. First of all, you had mentioned that part of 15 brothers and sisters. So you,
my dad.
Yeah,
my
yeah,
dad
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Not you. You're an only child.
No, I'm an only child. It's interesting. What a change. Yes, my dad is one of the youngest of a 15 sibling family.
I was telling Brenda that there was only one of the people I've had on my program, only Marcos Vidal, had a bigger family, 18,
yeah.
Nine juncos.
But I can't
this is
imagine
second,
trying to
15,
feeding, to raise 15, 15 children.
With the same wife.
And well, sort of.
Sort of. Okay.
We one won't of
go
those
to,
things.
We won't go into more details.
One of those things.
One of those things. Okay. Yeah. But so he's 15 children. How does he get into the produce and fruit business?
A bit by chance. My father's family had always been in the food industry, if I may call it that. They were into cattle, and my grandfather used to raise cows and raise chickens and pigs for resale.
Right.
And so the whole family grew up taking care of animals in order to sell both the meat and sell eggs and milk,
right,
and that sort of thing.
Right.
However, my dad left for the army, and when he came back, he didn't want to work with his father. My father even had butcher stands in Plaza del Mercado in Rio Piedras. Some of my uncles still have stands there.
Wow.
And that's where we buy our meat from.
Wow.
Very
okay.
Loyal to them. But he didn't want to work with his father anymore, which he had done since he was almost born. So his brother was doing some things with produce. He was reselling produce as well. Well, what we call produce at those times, which was basically potatoes and onions.
Right.
You know, it sounds like such a variety, and that was not the case.
Yeah.
So what he did, he bought a used truck from his brother, and he started doing the business himself. He started, you know, going to the port, buying some products, and trying to sell them around the island, mainly on the East Coast. And eventually, he built up a clientele, and he had, you know, more to buy, and he got asked for credit, and he talked to suppliers.
Tough days.
And many years later, we have a solid business that has been 50 years old. It's 50 years old now.
Well, let's take a break, and I want to go back at the movement from him as an entrepreneur by himself to then have an employee.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great story. We'll be right back. I'm with Brenda Massanet, the vice president of Bacadora Hill Brothers.